What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 69 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren. And today, for this Training Tuesday, we're going to be discussing overload training versus mind-muscle connection.
Yes, and I'm super happy that today I'm feeling a lot better. Still definitely not 100% back, but we're leaving for New York tomorrow, so this will be the last episode of the week, too.
Aw, womp, womp, womp. I know you guys will miss us, but we'll be back on Monday, so all good.
Absolutely. Well, what we're talking about today, again, overload versus mind-muscle connection. This is, you know, all about training the different lifting styles, because I feel like so many people get hyper-fixated on one or the other when, my opinion, you could do both.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the one people are most fixated on today is definitely mind-muscle connection with all the science-based lifters. And while, yes, you want to make sure the motion of your movements are correct, so you're hitting the right muscle groups, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to feel everything, every single rep all the time.
Yeah, exactly. There's a difference between, you know, just throwing around weight, but also challenging yourself and just not challenging yourself and really playing it too light, because that's the issue. A lot of people, you know, they're like, well, I'm not feeling this perfectly exactly here every single rep, so I need to lower the weight. And then they just continuously never really increase the weight because they're scared that, you know, they're not going to have that great connection anymore.
Oh, 100%. I'll say, like, even in my training, my mind-muscle connection movements versus overload, I definitely raise weights on overload way more often than I'm doing on mind-muscle connection, 100%.
Of course. So you said you have both within your training plan. How do you go about, like, deciding what needs to be a mind-muscle movement versus what needs to be done for overload?
When I'm looking at it, it's definitely my bigger, heavier movements are traditionally going to be my overload movements. For example, on my leg day, hip thrust is my big overload movement of the day, while abductions and hamstring curls are going to be more mind-muscle connection based.
Yeah, for sure. So my bigger ones, like, you know, any form of squat, hip thrust, deadlift, for upper body, you know, pressing or heavy pulling, a lot of these things are going to be more so of your overload movements that are going to be more in the 6 to 12 rep range, whereas some of your mind muscle movements might go upwards of 20 reps.
Yeah, absolutely. And why these bigger movements are more overload based is, if you think about it, how many people do you know that can squat 800 pounds, deadlift 600 pounds that are small? No one.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that. So yeah, getting fucking strong and actually trying to rip some weight off the ground or squat it, there is something to be said for it.
Exactly. Because the thing is, when you're working on increasing your strength with these overload movements, not only, you know, you're still going to get hypertrophy from these, don't get me wrong, you're still working the muscles, but they're also going to make you stronger in the other movements.
Yes. And your technique is still correct. The difference is that overload, your tempo is probably going to be a lot faster. You're really trying to just bust the movements, still do them correctly, correct range of motion, but you're really just trying to push the heaviest weight you can. While, for example, I have push-ups just today supersetted with bicep curls at the end of my workout. My push-ups are 3 seconds on the way down and a 2 second hold at the bottom to really, really feel my chest, really, really let it stretch. That is mind-muscle connection. That takes over. Like, I have to focus on feeling everything the whole time, going really, really slow, rather than with my hip thrust where I'm just, you know, I'm just getting to the bottom, pushing it up immediately, getting to the bottom, pushing it up immediately.
Yeah, so into what we even mean by overload, basically what overload means, it's very simple, as you're overloading on a weekly basis. You want to get better. You want to really focus on improving. That is the goal on a weekly basis, whether it's adding a rep, whether it's adding 5 pounds, adding a little bit of weight, improving your form. You really want to make sure that you are improving on these movements on a weekly basis. Whereas with the mind-muscle connection ones, you know, these are more so just chasing a pump and really just trying to get the blood flowing and feel it in the right places, really focusing on that technique.
Yeah, when you're training overload, traditionally what you'll do is your next week, you will start with whatever your top set was from the week prior, and then you try to slightly build from there every single week.
Yeah, overload is a lot more used to actually fatigue the muscle. You're going to fatigue a lot faster when you are doing this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. My hip thrusts are actually supersetted with lunges. It's so brutal.
And they're overall going to be a way better way to not only measure your strength, but also improve your strength. Because let's be real, it's a lot harder to accurately measure your reps in reserve, RPE, things like that when your rep range is, you know, 15 plus. It's very hard to measure it when you get that high. So having a little bit of a lower rep range for things like this is going to make it a lot more accurate to measure your strength and improve your strength.
Oh yeah, 100%. And like we've said already, improving your strength is important to your progression. If your muscles, if you think about it like this, everything with building muscle is adaptation. You're putting your body under new stresses, heavier weights, more reps, and that's how you're growing muscle. So yes, building strength is the number one building block of building that muscle and your progression to getting better.
Yeah, and let's be real, like with the movements, you know, like tricep extension, bicep curl, if you were doing a rep range that low, like 6 reps, the reality is it wouldn't be a very quality rep if the weight is really that heavy that you can only do 6 reps.
Yeah, you're going to end up just swinging the weight down. Your form's probably not going to be as accurate versus something like a hip thrust or a squat. You're just in a more fixed position rather than something like a cable where there can be a lot of twisting and turning and things can get really off.
Exactly. But because these movements are going to be a lot more taxing on your body, every single movement you do just cannot be, you know, an overload movement. You would just not be able to give your best.
Yeah. And you need to be able to get enough volume in your session and you need to be able to hit all of your muscle groups, right? Just your shoulder alone, you have front delt, side delt, back delt. If you're overloading on shoulder press, then overloading on upright rows, overloading on shrugs, you didn't hit all the heads of your shoulder and you're already so gassed. Like, you're not going to be able to do anything. You're not going to be able to lift your best strength. You're not going to have your best performance for the rest of the movement. And that's why it's so important you have that mixture.
Yeah. So with mind muscle connection, these can be a lot more useful for actually targeting a smaller specific area. Whereas with these bigger overload movements like squats, you're going to be hitting a lot of different muscle groups, your quads, your hamstrings, your glutes, back, all of it. Whereas with these smaller movements, like say a glute kickback, you're probably doing that for mind muscle connection. You can really focus on feeling it. Say you're trying to target that upper glute. It's going to be a lot more useful for that.
Yeah, or you're doing like a machine lateral raise or a rear delt fly or whatever it is. You can really, really focus on slowing down these movements. And you're like, okay, I really want to feel my rear delt stretch here. I really want to feel it contract in the back. And you can focus on that. You're going to have these slower movements that are typically lighter when it comes to mind-muscle connection. And this is why the science-based lifting, I would relate most to mind-muscle connection, because mind-muscle connection is more technique-focused than overload.
Yeah, exactly. So you probably are going to have slightly better form just because, you know, you're not challenging yourself as much with the weight. So yeah, it's safer. It's definitely safer. That's why you'll see a lot of the older folks in the gym, they probably are doing like, you know, heavy squats or these things that are going to potentially hurt them as your muscles, you know, might not, as your bones might not be as strong. But there's a time and a place for everything. I say keep overload in for as long as you can. But yeah, as you get older, you might benefit from not having as many super heavy movements in there.
Yeah, and these older people, guess what, also aren't bodybuilders. They're not
exactly
trying to get big. They're just trying to stay healthy and stay safe. So yes, that makes a ton of sense. But if you're trying to progress your muscle to the best of your ability, you need to be lifting some heavy-ass weights. You need to stop worrying about when you're pressing, your elbow just twinges out a little bit on one rep, and you're like, oh, that's it, I'm done, sorry. Even though you still had 3 reps left in the tank, your form would have just given it up a little bit.
Yeah, and obviously we've all heard the myth of, well, I only need to do this mind-muscle connection, you know, these light weights for a lot of reps to get that tone muscle, but that is just so far from the truth.
You need to lift to or near failure. That's how you're going to build your most muscle, and it's way easier, as Lauren said earlier, to do that on lower rep counts. Once you start getting to that 15-plus rep range, it's just hard to judge. It's just hard to judge how close you actually are to failure, because it's such a lightweight. You're like, maybe I could still bust out 5 reps. I'm really fatigued, but it is a lightweight, so you might be able to do it. Or maybe you could only bust out one, but you literally can't tell. I can't tell the difference still when I try to do.
Oh yeah, it's so hard with lateral raises. You know, when you have a training partner or someone pushing you, say you have a coach training you in person, like where you would have normally stopped at 10 reps, you could maybe get 30. Like some crazy shit can happen when you actually have someone just like, don't stop, not letting you stop.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing with mind-muscle connection is that it's more versatile overall. So it's just that you can do more when it comes to mind-muscle connection. Like we said, hitting more muscle groups, you can use more equipment, you can use lighter equipment to use it, more cables rather than overload. It's you're really only using big movements like shoulder pressing, hip thrust. You're just not going to have as much access to as many things.
Yeah, exactly. So if you are nervous about getting bulky, just know that that is coming completely through your diet. There are not different types of muscle that you're going to get from doing overload versus doing, you know, more mind muscle connection based training. There's one type of muscle. You get it one way. Yep. By improving in the gym, by getting stronger, and by really pushing yourself. There's not different training styles that are going to be better for different types of muscle that you're trying to get. Yes. There is only one way to build that muscle. Of course, there are more optimal ways to do it, but yeah, overall, how you look, how that muscle looks is going to come all the way through your diet.
Yes, your diet, you need to have low body fat to be able to show that toned look you want. And of course, with your training, you can target more specific muscle groups to make sure that you are growing in the areas you want. Most women, if you want that toned look, you're going to want to do delts, back, glutes. Those are going to be your three main focuses when you're training.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's it for today, guys. Hope you guys gained some value from this. Overall, you should definitely have multiple different types of movement within your training for the best results.
Lift heavy, lift smart, and have fucking fun. Peace, guys.